There is also debate over the details. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has the latest.
Raise tax rates back where they were during the 90s boom, says Senator Dick Durbin, Illinois Democrat.
Let the rates go up to 39. Let us also take a look at the deductions. Let's make sure that revenue is an integral part of deficit reduction.
Senator Lindsey Graham, South Carolina Republican.
I will not raise tax rates to do it. I will cap deductions. If you cap deductions around the $30,000, $40,000 range, you can raise $1 trillion in revenue, and the people who lose their deductions are the upper-income Americans.
Both were on ABC's This Week. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A clothing factory fire in Bangladesh that killed over 100 people is throwing the harsh glare of the spotlight on sweatshop working conditions. Survivors say workers were told to ignore a fire alarm. Walmart is among the companies the factory makes clothing for. Confetti that rained from the sky during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade may have contained social security numbers and other sensitive information from people in New York's Long Island. Police are investigating. Twilight continues to rule at the box office. Breaking Dawn 2 was number one. This is ABC News.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-685-2914. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-685-2914. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-685-2914. That's 1-800-685-2914.
It has all come down to this. The finale of Dancing with the Stars kicks off tonight. ABC's Jason Nathanson talked to the three finalists.
Alyssa Rycroft tells me she's ready for what's being called a supersized freestyle tonight.
Game on. Challenge accepted.
She lost season 8 to Olympic gold medal gymnast Shawn Johnson, who's also in the finals.
Are you worried she's coming for you? Some unfinished business?
Of course. I mean, everybody's really motivated going into the finale, so who doesn't want to go for the mirror ball?
And Kelly Monaco might not be the favorite, but she's keeping a positive attitude.
I mean, it's a 1-in-3 shot at this point, right?
Two dances tonight, one more dance Tuesday night, and we'll have our first ever All-Star winner. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Many people think the toilet seat is the dirtiest surface in the house, but a new study suggests the surprise winner of the germiest thing in the house contest is the sponge, followed closely by the cutting board. The toilet seat, surprisingly, one of the cleanest places. Karen Chase, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 35 degrees at 7:04 this morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN News update. Well, a Greenville family is now out of their home after a fire just before midnight last night. Chief Tony Smart tells us two adults and two children escaped from the house fire at 109 North Elm Street in Greenville. Firefighters say most of the flames were coming from the attic of the home, and for now, the home is uninhabitable. The American Red Cross is working with the family to help find them a place to stay for now, and at this time, there's no word on what caused the fire. Officials do say that they don't have any reason to believe it is suspicious at this point. And we've told you about a handful of internet cafe and sweepstake establishment robberies in the last month. Well, now there's another one to add to the list. Greenville police say the latest was reported around 11 o'clock Sunday night at 250 Easy Street. Reports show that two black males with silver handguns held up the businesses and then took off. Now, there's been a rash of similar holdups in the East recently, including several in Greenville and Pitt County. Others have been reported in Lenoir, Martin, and Onslow counties. And just last week, the Pitt County Sheriff's Office announced it was partnering with other counties to track down the crooks targeting these businesses. And Beaufort County authorities are investigating two armed robberies on the same road this weekend. The first occurred on Saturday night around 9 p.m. when La Guadalupe Mexicana was robbed at gunpoint. Now, fortunately, there were no injuries reported from that crime. And deputies say the second robbery happened on Sunday around 7 p.m. when two female workers were struck with a handgun by a suspect who robbed the River Road convenience store near Cedar Circle. At this time, there's no word from investigators on how much the crook made off with in either case, but they are still searching for suspects. And we now know the name of the deputy involved in a shooting at a local Waffle House. And deputies say the man who was shot outside the restaurant this weekend has since died. The Lenoir County Sheriff's Office says William Gibbs III of Kinston was shot Sunday morning. Deputies say they spotted Gibbs firing a handgun at someone else in the parking lot of the Waffle House on Highway 70 in Kinston. Now, that was around 3 o'clock in the morning. Investigators say Gibbs did not comply with officers, and Deputy Joseph Heck fired at Gibbs. Gibbs later died at the hospital. The SBI is now looking into that case. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Plenty of warm sunshine on tap for your Monday with a high around 60 degrees. So going to warm up nicely today, unlike yesterday and the weekend was nice and chilly. For tonight, a few passing clouds. A low of 34 for Tuesday, increasing clouds with showers arriving sometime in the afternoon with a high of 57 degrees, a 50% chance of rain for Tuesday. That rain chance continues into Tuesday night, showers early, clearing later at night with a low of 31 degrees. Wednesday, times of sun and clouds with highs in the low 50s and lows in the mid-20s, the rain moving out by Thursday. Currently, it is 35 degrees in Greenville. Talk of the Town, Monday, November 26th, 2012. Where has November gone? I don't know. Maybe Lindsay Fry knows. We'll find out. All that and more from the weekend that was on this Monday edition of TOT. It is currently 7:07. Stay tuned.
Want to know where to go for the best selection of ECU Pirate gear and youth sporting goods apparel and equipment? It's Stadium Sports in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center at the corner of 14th and Charles Boulevard in Greenville. Stadium Sports has great Christmas gifts like pirate gear from Under Armour, Russell, and Ping. And all the big names in youth baseball and softball like Easton, Mizuno, Wilson, and DeMarini. If you've got an athlete in your family, then there's only one place to go this holiday season. It's Stadium Sports, where the players shop.
It's your car, and it was a big investment. You know it needs regular oil changes to maintain proper engine lubrication. Meineke of Greenville, located on Dickinson Avenue Extension beside the Greenville Auto Auction, wants to help you protect your investment. Take your car to Meineke of Greenville, and they'll perform a complimentary 35-point visual safety inspection to help determine your car's health. Is your check engine light or any other warning light on? Stop by Meineke, and they'll scan the codes free of charge. Check out Meineke.com and make an online appointment for 5% off your service bill. Buy three tires and the fourth tire is free. Plus, get a $75 Visa gift card with select tires. Meineke is your one-stop full-service center from oil changes to state inspections to small and major repairs. Visit Meineke of Greenville beside the Greenville Auto Auction on Dickinson Avenue Extension or call 364-8760. That's 364-8760.
This Thanksgiving season's best sales event is going on now at the new Brown & Wood GMC truck. We're celebrating with limited time offers from GMC like 0% financing up to 72 months, discounts up to $8,000 on the best Sierra ever, and great leases like the Terrain for only $239 or the midsize SUV Acadia for only $309. Don't miss out on this Thanksgiving season's best sales event at Brown & Wood GMC truck. We are professional grade. 0% on select models only. Terrain $1,949 down, Acadia $1,420 down, 39-month lease, tax tags, $49 admin fee extra.
Hey, one of the best things about the holidays, the great food. Hey, serve your family the freshest and tastiest meat you can find. You know where? Acre Station Meat Farm. Now, if you've never tried Acre Station Meats, this is the best time to do it. What better time than the holidays when you want to serve the very best? Acre Station features the freshest breakfast meats you'll ever taste, including fresh country sausage and smoked bacon, processed right on their location in Beaufort County. And if you're looking for a special gift, Acre Station is now offering a country ham gift box, including 18 slices of country ham and two packs of ham seasoning pieces, all separated and vacuum packed for just $55.99. It's a perfect corporate gift for your clients this year. And don't forget, Acre Station has the half sides of beef from Lane Angus for your family, or they can divide a half between two families. You won't believe how much you'll save when you fill your freezer. It'll cost you about $3.79 a pound. Compare that to grocery store prices at about $8 to $10 a pound. Happy holidays from Acre Station Meat Farm in Pine Town on Highway 32 North between Washington and Plymouth.
I guarantee it's the best sausage and bacon you'll ever eat.
Wake up, people!
Washington, and every square inch of Eastern Carolina buzzing today.
I love it.
Welcome in to the show that is number one for community information. Welcome in to the talk of the town. Parental discretion is advised. Now live from the WTIB studios, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Today's Monday show consists entirely of last week's leftovers.
JR's mistress, Kristen, played by Mary Crosby, was his would-be assassin.
Get me the police.
It was you, Kristen.
Black Friday this year again was shopping mayhem.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Problems, 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 like babies fighting over one toy.
If you think of the amount of time that goes into your clothes, picking them, buying them, does that go with that? I don't think I can wear that. Or I'm missing a button.
I was in a department store. I couldn't get a shirt to fit quite right. I asked a saleswoman, you got anything like a little bigger? You need big and tall store.
First of all, women don't buy clothes. Too easy to buy clothes. No, women have to buy outfits.
When they touch the merchandise, they're actually leaving scent off their fingers to discourage other women from buying that item.
Happy Cyber Monday, everybody. It is Monday, the 26th day of November. Welcome to Talk of the Town here on 103.7 WTIB and Cable 7. Henry Hinton here. Trent McGee at the sports desk this morning. Good morning, McGee.
Morning.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about in sports, don't we?
Yeah.
And Lindsay Fry is at the news desk this morning for WITN. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
We had a house fire in Greenville last night?
We did.
On Elm Street.
Yes. It was
is
actually...
Is that over by campus?
Yes.
109
well,
is north?
It's by Tar River Estates. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. And so near First Street? Is it like near Elm and First, I guess?
Yes.
In that area.
Yep.
I was wondering where that was.
I could smell it this morning when I woke up because it's pretty close to where I live.
No
so
kidding.
I guess I missed all the action, but yeah.
Yeah, and the house is a complete loss, we hear.
Yep, family's
out. Lindsay will have more details on that. Sunshine today in 60. It's going to actually be warm. Where was that yesterday?
Ooh, tell me about it.
Where was it?
I was raking leaves in my yard.
Where was that yesterday when I was out putting wreaths up on my house? By the way,
you were doing that too.
Don't you think it's too early to put up Christmas decorations?
No.
Really?
No.
You and my wife. My wife was like, no, we're doing it today.
Yep, mine too.
And I decided, well, since it's, you know, not even 50 degrees, maybe it's a good day to do it because I can't do anything else. And
it was.
So we went out and put the wreaths up yesterday, put the Christmas trees up and all that stuff yesterday. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Just seems too early to me.
House was a mess.
People do that, though, now, the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
35 degrees right now. we'll get all the way to 60 today. Pardon me. Hello. Got to clear the throat. A few passing clouds tonight, overnight low 34. And then tomorrow, increasing clouds with showers arriving sometime in the afternoon, high temperature 57. And about a 50% chance of rain. And then Wednesday, sunshine and clouds and 52 degrees for our big promotion. We're going to be our sister station, Star 94.3, and the Greenville Grapevine ladies, those crazy grapevine girls, are going to be at Winslow's broadcasting live from 5 to 6 on Wednesday afternoon. And it's a holiday fundraiser between Star 94.3, the Greenville Grapevine, and Winslow's Tavern. They want people to come down and bring a canned good of non-perishable item or something like that to give to the food bank. They've got a big food bank event coming up on Wednesday, and that is going to be live at Winslow's Tavern. Today is the 26th of November. It's Tina Turner's birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to the Queen of Soul.
Would always
you say
like
Tina Turner's the Queen of Soul?
Yeah.
73 years old, though Aretha Franklin would be the Queen of Soul?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then Tina would be the Tina would be the she would at least be the princess of soul. she's 73 today, and the only other famous birthday I could find today of any note was Rich Little, who used to do the best Reagan impression, and he's getting on up there too. He's 74, so happy birthday to impressionist Rich Little today. All right, it's a quarter after seven. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Did everybody get plenty to eat? And did you overdo it? I actually did okay Thanksgiving Day. It was yesterday that I didn't do well because, you know, when you're home and it's cold and nothing to do but eat.
Yeah, I had a pretty rough Saturday when it comes to food. I ate quite a bit. I did pretty well on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I did good on Thanksgiving Day. I was focused. How about you, Lindsay? You had to work, didn't you?
I was working, so I
did
was...
Did you work off Thanksgiving Day?
Yes.
Did you get any Thanksgiving meals over the weekend? Any big...
No.
You didn't? Really?
No.
And you're eating a Pop-Tart now. I feel very guilty. I should have brought you a turkey leftover plate.
It's okay. I went to Denny's after work on Thanksgiving because they had they were open. They were one of the few places that was open.
Bless your heart. I feel so bad, don't you?
Yeah, I feel terrible.
I'm just not into holidays. I'm not a really holiday
really?
Person.
Mm-hmm. Bah humbug.
Bah that kind humbug.
Of you're not. You know, I'm kind of that way. To be honest with you,
yeah.
I'm the older I get, except it's great for the kids and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, it's just a bunch of stress. It's good to see everybody, but this gets stressful, doesn't it?
It does.
But it was great to see everybody, and it's always fun to have the family. And then you start spending all your money on. You know, you have the fiscal cliff with your credit card and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there hadn't been the last week. I guess that's why the stock market went up. There's been no discussion of the fiscal cliff, and we're on it now. We're now just a month away from this thing. And I noticed over the weekend that some of the Republicans are now breaking away from the no new taxes pledge. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, was on the Sunday morning shows yesterday morning saying that he would break away. You know, they all signed this Grover Norquist. If you don't know who Grover Norquist is, you're going to be hearing his name a lot in the news for the next few weeks, because Grover Norquist is the guy that runs the organization that made all these Republicans sign this pledge saying they would never, ever vote to raise a tax. And just about all the and here's the thing. If you vote to raise a tax and you're a Republican, Grover Norquist's organization, they raise money, and then they go out and spend money in your district trying to beat you in the next election if you sign the pledge. And, of course, if you don't sign the pledge, they do the same thing. They go out and try to beat you anyway. Well, a couple of very high-ranking and very noteworthy Republicans yesterday morning on Sunday morning television, South Carolina U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham saying that it's time to break the pledge. You know, he signed it. He said, I signed it 20 years ago. And so at some point you got to do what's best for the country. And then the other guy that was on TV yesterday was New York Congressman Peter King, who said that he would consider breaking the no new taxes pledge. I still say, if I was in Congress right now, I would say compromise is the word. You know, the president got reelected, and we're looking at the sequestration problem with our military. And as far as I'm concerned, they've got to compromise at this point. But when I say compromise, I don't mean cave in and just agree to raise taxes. Compromise means the other side needs to give in, too. They need to start cutting some spending. They're going to have to cut some spending. And these entitlement programs are just going to have to, some of them are going to have to go, especially if the Republicans are going to vote to raise any taxes. So we'll see. Now that there are a few Republicans saying, yes, you know, we're willing to clog up some loopholes, they're saying that if they clog up the loopholes in the federal tax structure, in the IRS tax structure, that they can raise $1 trillion just by doing that. There's going to be a debate on all of this in Raleigh tomorrow. A couple of former governors, a mayor, and a lot of business executives tomorrow, Tuesday. Erskine Bowles and former U.S. Senator Alan Simpson started this national bipartisan debate. But now, tomorrow in Raleigh, you're going to have Jim Hunt and Jim Holzhauser, along with Durham Mayor Bill Bell and former GlaxoSmithKline CEO Bob Ingram and Clear Defense CEO Tony Cockman at this lunch tomorrow in Raleigh to debate how to take the United States out of the national debt problem that we are facing. And that'll be interesting. Now, on to sports, and the Pirates had a big win on Saturday.
Whew, what a crazy game that was.
I got to say that the catch that Danny Webster made to send the game into overtime was one of the best individual efforts I've ever seen on that field. But you know, you say just that, but catch. Then, but the, well, I'm saying that particular catch was one of the best individual catches I've ever seen. You know, honestly, if you look at the video, you know, there's 4 seconds left in the game. You're either going to score a touchdown there, or you're going to probably lose the game. And so, Shane Carton throws the ball high because it's the only place he could throw it. And Danny Webster's a short guy. What's he, about 5'9", 5'10"?
5'10".
They list him at 5'10", but I've stood next to Danny. He's not 5'10". He's probably 5'9" at most.
Not a big guy.
But have you seen the video on how high he went up to get that thing?
He did go up to get it. And you know, it was a very similar catch to the one he made against Houston when he dragged across the back of the end zone. And he got behind those defenders. It was almost identical catch, although he didn't have to make the effort he made on Saturday against Houston to make that catch. But you talk about that catch. I think one of the most that I've seen best performances overall, Justin Hardy.
Justin Hardy.
Golly, man.
I don't want to take, because I said something about Danny Webster, I don't want to take anything away from Justin Hardy, because the fourth and 11 catch that he made.
Oh, unbelievable. They couldn't stop it.
But you know, here's the thing. I mean, Shane Carton is getting it done.
He is. He is getting it done.
The Pirate defense is not getting it done.
No, they're not getting it done.
But the offense is getting it done. I mean, you now have a really prolific offense.
You do.
But they're still having to score 50, 60 points to win a game.
Thank God they can.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling you.
Well, they can in Conference USA.
Right.
And now the speculation is, here's what I think. I think they're going to the bowl in St. Petersburg, Florida.
I hope so.
I think they're going to that. You know why? Because they've never been to that one before. You know, they're clearly not going to the Liberty Bowl now that they're not in the championship game. So you got the Liberty Bowl. You got New Orleans.
Hawaii.
You got Dallas. I mean, they could send us to Dallas. I hope not.
I hope
that would, that would not be nearly as attractive. But the some of the bowl projections online, yeah, I never looked at that stuff, but I did yesterday, and they were saying East Carolina, you know, the CBSSports.com, those guys are usually the most accurate on bowl predictions, aren't they?
They're pretty good.
They're saying that East Carolina will play Toledo in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Toledo would be a good matchup.
That would be a good one because it's, I think that one's like, it's New Year's Eve weekend, isn't it?
I'm not sure the date. But yeah, it'd be a
great
matchup.
But it would be a Florida bowl game. The thing I've never understood about it is played inside. It's in a dome stadium, in that Sun Dome down there, whatever they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Sun Dome?
Is that
no? Maybe not.
It's
but
not.
But it's a dome stadium, and you know you go to Florida for a bowl game in late December, early January.
Is it where the Rays play? Is that where the Rays play?
Maybe. Is it? Do they play?
They play a dome.
Must be it.
So I would think Tampa.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
It's
I'd love
Saint
to go.
St. Pete, actually, but
St. Pete.
Yeah,
that's close to Tampa, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like Twin Cities now.
And look, Toledo's a good football team. They knocked off Cincinnati earlier in the year when Cincinnati was ranked in the top 25. They've had a pretty good MAC run this year.
Well, again, East Carolina's been good in the conference, but not out of the conference.
Yeah.
And, you know, we did see that ranking earlier this year that actually showed that the Mid-American Conference now is stronger than Conference USA.
Yeah.
Which is another reason why I'm hoping there'll be some conference news soon about East Carolina.
Me too. And we'll find out where the Pirates go bowling, certainly after this weekend when all the conference championship games have already taken place.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can find out more tonight on Monday Night Quarterback live at Tiebreakers.
Oh, that's right. You tonight's find the out big Tiebreakers event.
Where the Pirates could be going bowling. We'll preview that. And the Panthers' Monday Night matchup tonight with the Eagles against the NFC's two worst teams. But don't let that keep you from coming out as the best-dressed Panthers fan in Greenville, because if you do, you'll win tickets. To the Falcons Panthers.
So is that the deal tonight?
2 weeks.
You come out as the best dressed Panthers fan tonight.
Best dressed Panthers fan comes out to Tiebreakers
and
tonight.
And we're giving away, is it two tickets?
Two tickets.
Two tickets to next week's game?
To the Falcons game. I think it's in 2 weeks. Maybe it is next. Maybe, yeah, it's 2 weeks. December 9th.
It is two weeks, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
is that 2 weeks?
Yes, 2 weeks. So we're giving away two. And by the way, there's a parking pass that goes with it.
I didn't know that.
Two tickets and a parking pass. And so come out tonight, 6:30, right, at Tiebreakers?
7:30. Yep.
6:30 to 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
For our, it's our last Monday night show. Quarterback of the year, and we'll be live at Tiebreakers tonight, and you'll have a chance to win those tickets to the Panthers game if you come out and are the best-dressed Panther. Now, who's going to make that decision? Are you? Is it a panel of experts? I was thinking it was going to be a panel of
Pat Jones and myself, but maybe yourself, Hank. I'm not sure who's going to be out there with us.
I think it should be you and Pat Jones.
We'll do it.
Yeah,
we'll
you guys decide.
And then we'll, you know, the Cats play tonight, so it's a fitting contest.
Yeah, I'm distraught over who died this weekend. You see this? J.R. J.R. died over the weekend.
He was sick, wasn't he?
By the way, yeah, he was. He had cancer. Larry Hagman, who played J.R. Ewing, passed away Friday of throat cancer. He was 81 years old. He had filmed several episodes of the upcoming season of the New Dallas show. Producers are trying to come up with a way now to give his character a proper send-off. And, you know, it's interesting. He died in Dallas. And some of his co-stars were there with him when he died. Linda Gray was there. Patrick Duffy, who plays Bobby. And Linda Gray, who apparently, he has been very close to Linda Gray since the 70s episode. You know, she played Sue Ellen. And of course, they hated each other. They were married, and they hated each other and got divorced in the series. But apparently during the 30 years since the series was on, it's actually been more than 30 years, they have remained very close friends, and she was there along with his friends and family at his bedside when he died in a Dallas hospital on Friday. And, you know, you just have to, you know, you had to love, J.R. was the character you loved to hate. Here's some of the best J.R. lines from over the years on Dallas.
Tell me, J.R., which slut are you going to stay with tonight?
What difference does it make? Whoever it is, it's got to be more interesting than the slut I'm looking at right now.
I'm going to bring Bobby down. I'm going to cut him out if I have to destroy Ewing all to do it.
Marriage is not always a bed of roses. Isn't that right, fam?
No? Nobody here but us rich folks.
Well, it is money safe, J.R.
Oh. I know it. Pays to have Ewing blood in your veins, no matter how I got there.
No one you care so much for Sue Ellen. She's just like your mother. Another drunken slut who ran away.
You slime.
Encouraging words.
Can you believe we watched that over the years and liked it? I still like it. I like the new ones on TNT.
I never saw the new ones.
I got into them this past year. They got a bunch of new, young, good-looking people on it, of course. And JR and Sue Ellen and Bobby, they're all up there in years, but they're playing a role. And I can see now that they're going to get away from the, they'll get away from the JR and Bobby theme now. It's going to be more the children. I guess that'll be coming back this season. 81 years old, of course. The big episode. I was actually working at Channel 9 at WNCT Television. I was the sales manager at WNCT Television back, I believe it was 1980, when the Who Shot JR series, when the season ended with someone shooting JR, and of course, you know, everybody speculated, was it Sue Ellen, or was it his mistress, or was it Bobby? And you didn't know who had shot him, so you went through the whole offseason. If you didn't live through that, you might not remember it. But it was such a big deal. Even the President of the United States. Here is a clip from Jimmy Carter in 1980 when he went to, he was making a speech in Dallas. And this is what he had to say about that when he opened his speech in Dallas.
I came to Dallas to find out confidentially who shot J.R.
Who shot J.R.? here's the episode, the start of the 1980 season, when they revealed who shot JR. It was none other than Bing Crosby's daughter. She played Kristen Shepherd, who had been one of his mistresses. And Mary Crosby was her name. And here's the character, Kristen Shepherd, being revealed as the person who shot JR.
You went to the office that night with J.R.'s gun. It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
You think you've got it all figured out?
Get me the police.
I wouldn't do that if I were you, J.R. Not unless you want your child born in prison. Now, wouldn't that be a scandal? Jock Ewing's grandson. Jail baby.
Give me that phone. I'm not going to jail for her.
Nobody's going to jail. I'll handle Kristen my own way.
So it was Kristen. And we all waited the whole summer to find out who shot J.R. It was the biggest deal ever. There were Who Shot J.R. t-shirts and hats. And
yeah.
It was crazy. It was a big deal. I particularly liked it since I was the sales manager at WNCT Television. I remember when we went out and there, I'm not going to call a name, but there was a car dealer in Eastern North Carolina. Wasn't a Greenville dealer. It was a car dealer in Eastern North Carolina that wanted to advertise in Dallas. And, you know, the average 30-second commercial back in those days was in prime time, probably cost about, I don't know, $150, $175. We were asking $2,000 for a 30-second commercial on Channel 9 in Greenville. That was more than we were selling the Super Bowl for. But it was that big a deal, and I remember going to see this gentleman who owned the car dealership, who was a very nice man, but he was a Southern gentleman. He liked to negotiate, and I went in, and he said, Hinton, you know I need a commercial in that Who Shot J.R. Show when it comes back. And I said, well, they're going to be $2,000 a piece. He said, for 30 seconds? I said, yes, sir, 30 seconds. $2,000 for 30 seconds? That's highway robbery.
Wait, they gonna make them money?
And now Channel 9 probably can't get $2,000 for a commercial.
That's expensive.
It was expensive in 1980.
Golly.
But you know what? Back in those days, this was cable TV had just surfaced. And it's hard to remember. Michael, you remember this, right? You know, there was an article in Broadcasting Magazine that showed that Channel 9 in Greenville, because WCTI, the Channel 12, had not yet increased their tower height, and nobody was really on cable. Cable was just beginning to emerge then. And it was a battle between WITN and WNCT. And, of course, we were at WNCT back then. And so it was a two-station battle. You really couldn't pick up WCTI that well in Greenville. They were on a short tower down around Trenton somewhere, and which kind of developed the whole – they were programming everything toward Jacksonville and Morehead City kind of thing with their news. But there was an article in Broadcasting Magazine that showed that WNCT Television had the highest listener share from 6 a.m. to midnight, Monday through Sunday, in the country of any television station. It was a 48 share. Now, if you understand what that means that when people are watching television, 48% of the time in this market, they were watching Channel 9 back then. Even Wilmington didn't have a CBS affiliate. That's the other thing that happened. People were buying huge antennas to go on their house in Wilmington so they could pick up Channel 9 so they could find out who shot JR. It's the truth. It was that big a deal back then. Anyway, JR, Larry Hagman, rest in peace. By the way, my wife and I met and had lunch with Larry Hagman one time in Atlanta when I was working for Channel 9. And he was a delightful man. I really enjoyed getting to meet him. He was a very nice guy. Nothing like the character on television. So, Larry Hagman, rest in peace. 7:34. Let's check. We're going to have news headlines coming up. Let's check some sports now. Here's McGee on sports.
All right, thanks. In less than 24 hours after conducting the regular season, or after concluding the regular season with a 27-10 win over Boston College, NC State fired head football coach Tom O'Brien on Sunday. Wolfpack finished the 2012 regular season 7-5 overall, 4-4 in the ACC. O'Brien leaves behind a 40-35 overall record in six seasons in Raleigh, including trips to three consecutive bowl games and four in the past five seasons. NC State Athletic Director Debbie Yao addressing the media on Sunday.
Coach O'Brien and I met Friday to discuss the future of the program. I spent the last 2 days thinking about that conversation before meeting with him again this afternoon. Ultimately, I decided to move in another direction to try to reinvigorate the program toward reaching the competitive goal.
Now, one of the Alabama NC State football players, Center Adam Wentz, saying that Debbie Yao met with the team and said she wants to bring in a coach that can bring in Alabama-type talent to NC State. Okay. Clemson assistant Chad Morris.
Hang on a second. Let me listen. I got to let that sink in. Okay, I'm ready. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Cincinnati coach Butch Jones and Louisiana Tech's Sonny Dykes could be considered three of the top options. Other head coaches also fired on Sunday. Auburn football head coach Gene Chizik. Purdue fired head coach Danny Hope. And kind of coincidental here, Boston College, where Tom O'Brien came from, fired head coach Frank Spaziani. Monday Night Football tonight, 2-8 Carolina visits 3-7 Philadelphia in a matchup of the NFC's worst teams. Panthers and Eagles have combined to lose 14 of the last 16 games. Tonight's matchup also features two head coaches fighting for their jobs. Week 12 scores from the NFL. Broncos over the Chiefs 17-9, Colts 20, Bills 13, and the Colts cheerleaders in that game actually shaved their heads in honor of Coach Chuck Pagano. Falcons hit the Buccaneers 24-23, Ravens 16, Chargers 13, 49ers over the Saints 31-21, and in Sunday Night Football, Giants took care of the Packers 38-10. And ECU on the hardwood tonight for their first road contest of 2012 as the Pirates visit Georgia State for a 7 o'clock tip. ECU 4-0 on the year. The Panthers come in at 3-2.
Yeah, just reading comments this morning in the Daily Reflector. I guess that's the team that Michael Perry coached, the assistant coach for East Carolina. Michael Perry was the head coach at Georgia State, and he's going back for the first time. Says in there this morning something to the effect of he doesn't have any hard feelings about him, but he'd still like to kick their butts. No, he didn't say that. You know that's what he means.
But he's feeling that way.
So Tom O'Brien, what do you think about Tom O'Brien? I mean, could you kind of see that? But you know, you realize since Debbie Yao has been the athletic director in 29 months that she has fired or have been left out of the program seven head coaches. So she's calling it a culture change. And I'm thinking, is this because of her great success at Maryland? She wants to bring that culture.
Great success.
That she had, that great culture that she had at Maryland, to NC State. And this could end up being one of those, you look back and go, wow, they fired a guy who won seven games. But, you know, they don't schedule anybody, but it's the same old thing. I mean, the athletic director's in charge of scheduling.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I think his ACC record has not been very good. He never finished above 500 in ACC play, but they finished
5-1 against North Carolina.
Big win over FSU this year. The Virginia loss really, really hurt. Those back-to-back losses to Virginia and Carolina hurt O'Brien. But however, and I said this to myself yesterday, he won 40 games in 6 years with average talent. I mean, he never had, I think, superior talent to really anybody. I mean,
well, isn't he in charge of recruiting?
You know, so, well, I mean, yeah, but still, I mean, to do what he did, to go to four consecutive bowl games in five seasons with the talent he had, I think it's pretty good. Plus, you have the fourth best record in the ACC this year.
The comment that she wants to bring in someone who can bring in Alabama talent, is that a little hint that maybe they, NC State, could be looking at going to the Southeastern Conference?
I think there could be maybe an underlying meaning in that. Who knows?
Well, let's roll it, Michael. Hello. Testing 1, 2. there's a lot of rumors at Clemson and Florida State. Yes, roll the music, for God's sakes. But there's a lot of rumors that Florida State and Clemson may be headed to the Southeastern Conference. You think that's possible?
Clemson, I can certainly see it happening, and Florida State, too. NC State would be a shock to me, but as you said last week when you and Billy Weaver were talking, anything can happen. I mean, I wouldn't. Yeah. You can't put anything, you know, past anybody these days with conference realignment. So.
Yeah, there's going to be some more stuff happening for sure. 7:39. Here's Tina, 73 years old today. As we go to break, happy birthday, Tina Turner. We're back with news headlines next. It's
Atavola means come and eat. Atavola is Greenville's marketplace, serving fresh, delicious soups, sandwiches, salads, unique pizzas, a large selection of Italian dishes, and so much more. It's a relaxed and friendly place to go. If you've been eating out too much but don't have time to prepare dinner, stop by Atavola and pick up a family meal to go. Quick and easy to prepare. This fall, kick back and watch your favorite football team at Atavola. They have several TVs in the dining area and in the bar. Atavola, Red Banks Road, come and eat.
Toyota-thon is on during the November sales event at Greenville Toyota. Get the Greenville Toyota Advantage for life. No more paying for oil changes. No paying for car washes. No paying for tire rotations. No paying for loaner cars. Don't miss our huge Toyota-thon deals going on now during the Greenville Toyota November sales event.
Rush to Greenville Toyota for the November sales event
on South Memorial Drive. Call 1-800-NEW-TOYOTA. Click greenvilletoyota.com.
Say goodbye to the regret of buyer's remorse and hello to buyer's rejoice with U.S. Cellular's $100 instant savings on select Android smartphones, some starting at just a penny, all backed by the highest network satisfaction of any national carrier. U.S. Cellular.
Hello.
Hello better. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Real Wireless, with locations in Williamston, Robertsonville, Windsor, and Ahoskee. All stores speak Spanish. Se habla Español en todos las tiendas. Real Wireless is a U.S. Cellular authorized agent.
Hey, it's time to think about gift giving, and Bertie County Peanuts has everything you need to make everyone on your list happy. Whether you need gifts for friends and family or business appreciation gifts or clients and colleagues, Bertie County Peanuts has you covered. Check out their selection of gourmet products online at BertieCountyPeanuts.net or visit them in Windsor at Powell and Stokes and in Greenville, look for Bertie County Peanuts at Artisans and Jefferson's Forest. Taste the tradition of peanut perfection.
This is Talbot Green with D&J Gateway Mortgage. It's important to have a good experience in your home buying or refinance process. The very first thing you should do is to call us, Talbot Green, and the staff at D&J Gateway Mortgage. With all the unknowns in today's real estate market, you need a seasoned lender to make sure your buying experience is smooth. Talbot Green, Katie Strickland, Denise Worsley, and Jeff Tant have over 60 years of experience combined. D&J Gateway Mortgage has the ability to make your buying and refinance experience a success. Realtors suggest calling us first to determine your price range. If you're interested in buying a new primary or second home, you need to know how much you're pre-qualified to buy. So before you even start looking for properties, call our office and we'll give you all the information you need to get started. Interest rates are at new historical lows. We're getting our customers rates as low as 2.75%. Call us today. D&J Gateway Mortgage, 565-4377. That's 565-4377.
D&J Gateway Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender.
This is an information update from the WITN Newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. It's 35 degrees. It's 7:42 this morning. I'm Lindsay Fry with your WITN News update. Well, a Greenville family is now out of their home after a fire just before midnight last night. Chief Tony Smart tells us two adults and two children escaped from the house fire at 109 North Elm Street in Greenville. Firefighters say most of the flames were coming from the attic of the home, and for now, the home is unlivable. The American Red Cross is working with that family to try to help them find a place to stay for now. There's no word yet on the cause of the fire, but officials say they don't have any reason to believe it is suspicious at this point. And we've told you about a handful of internet cafe and sweepstakes establishment robberies in the last month. Well, now there's another one to add to the list. Greenville police say the latest was reported around 11 o'clock Sunday night at 250 Easy Street. Reports show that two black males with silver handguns held up the business and then took off. Now, there have been a rash of similar holdups in the East recently, including several in Greenville and Pitt County. Others have been reported in Lenore, Martin, and Onslow counties. And just last week, the Pitt County Sheriff's Office announced it was partnering with other counties to help track down the crooks targeting these businesses. And Beaufort County authorities are investigating two armed robberies on the same road this weekend. The first occurred on Saturday night around 9 p.m. when La Guadalupe Mexicana was robbed at gunpoint. Fortunately, there were no injuries to report from that crime. And deputies say the second robbery happened on Sunday around 7 o'clock at night when two female workers were struck by a handgun by a suspect who robbed the River Road convenience store near Cedar Circle. Now, at this time, there's no word from investigators on how much the crook made off with in either case, but they are searching for suspects. Well, that's your WITN News update. I'm Lindsay Fry.
103.7 WTIB weather.
Sunshine and 60 degrees today. Looking for a few passing clouds tonight. Overnight low 34. Increasing clouds with showers arriving sometime tomorrow afternoon. And temperatures near 60 again tomorrow. Probably about 57 for a high. And a chance of rain, 50% tomorrow. On Wednesday, sun and clouds intermittently and a high temperature around 52 degrees. Sunshine at 35 right now at 7:45. Our news and weather update this hour brought to you by our friends at Suddenlink, where they want you to unwrap the savings. We're talking about ditching your dish, and call Suddenlink to get hooked up today for some great deals, including their bundle of TV, high-speed internet, and home phone, all for as low as $70 per month. Suddenlink backs it all up with their 30-day money-back guarantee and the fastest internet speeds in Eastern North Carolina. And they want you to stop overpaying for your home phone as well. Stop pinching pennies and minding your minutes. Keep in touch with family and friends this holiday season. You get unlimited local and long-distance calling at Suddenlink. And don't forget the video on demand. Great movies out this month, including Men in Black 3 coming on the 30th. Call Suddenlink for more information, 1-866-432-1184, or visit them at suddenlink.com for more information. Talk of the Town to 7:46 now. We're coming back. Got a laugh track and more as we roll through Monday morning. Cyber Monday. We're back to work after the Thanksgiving holidays. We'll be right back.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news, and Springshire wants to share good news with you, too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, "I wish I would have." Be among those who continue to say, "I'm so glad I did." Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org. Why do so many people recommend Massey Toyota in Kinston? It's the friendly, honest, bend-over-backwards-to-help-you people you find at Massey. Randy Kelly, the owner of Massey, is at the dealership every day to make sure you have a great sales and service experience. The business was founded in 38 on the simple principle, always do the right thing. At Massey, there's Saturday service, free car washes, loaner cars, shuttle service, Wi-Fi, and free Carfax on all used inventory. Massey Toyota, Highway 70 West Kinston, or MasseyToyota.com.
Attention Shroomies. Mellow Mushroom introduces our Sunday brunch starting at 10 a.m. Choose from three unique breakfast pizzas and enjoy our signature Bloody Mary bar beginning at noon. Football fans, join us for $1 Bud Light drafts every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday while watching all the big games at the bar or outside on the patio. And don't forget our 520 lunch specials Monday through Friday. A $5 lunch guaranteed in 20 minutes or less, or it's free. Mellow Mushroom, Charles Boulevard in front of the Greenville Mall. Mellow Love. Get some.
Parents, if you want to make sure this is the best school year yet, you should enroll your child now at Sylvan. Sylvan is a proven program. Sylvan guarantees progress with your child and can take the pressure off you. Here's Leslie, who has a child at Sylvan.
My son had problems with reading comprehension. We wanted to focus on helping with his math skills as well, is scoring A's and B's when he was doing C's and D's. And Sylvan has absolutely been the thing that has helped him progress to the level he needs to be in school.
Sounds like Sylvan has been the answer for your son, Leslie. Would you recommend Sylvan?
I would definitely recommend Sylvan to other people. His grades have been wonderful. When he was scoring 50s and 60s on reading comprehension, he's now in 85, 95, and sometimes 100. So it's been a remarkable thing for him.
Sylvan has locations in Greenville, Washington, Rocky Mount, New Bern, Moorhead City, and Jacksonville. Or call 1-800-EDUCATE.
The power to take on your world begins with that morning info injection to kick off your day. Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town. Weekdays from 7 to 9.
Back on Talk of the Town here. It is Monday morning. Welcome in, 26th day of November. Good to have you with us this morning. Got a funny laugh track coming up in a second. One of my favorite guys, Kevin Meaney. Remember him? Kevin Meaney? We're big pants people. Got him coming up here in a second. Online Black Friday sales topped $1 billion. Friday retail sales online this year topped $1 billion for the first time ever. Online sales jumped 26% Black Friday to $1.04 billion from $816 million last year. They're saying today it could be $1.5 billion spent on the internet. And you know what, people? Spend that money in your hometown, for crying out loud. I don't, you know, I don't. Why does Amazon and who else? Who are the big other?
eBay.
Why do they need to get there? You know, spend it in your city. You know, my wife does that stuff. She gets online and says, "I found something cheaper online," and I'm like, "Buy it from the local retail guy. Come on, you know, spend it in town, right, McGee? You're a
Shop
chamber
local.
Guy.
Yeah, keep it all here. We just had Small Business Saturday over the weekend.
Yep. How'd that go?
I think everybody was out and shopping, so I think it went pretty well. I mean, Saturday was a pretty busy day overall, shopping-wise. I don't know if you guys get out on Black Friday any at all. I did later on in the evening, shop local that night, just after 8 o'clock, and it wasn't that crowded, but all the cashiers were saying everybody came out early in the day, and they were expecting huge crowds on Saturday, and Saturday was a busy day.
Thanksgiving night, my family, a bunch of us, my mom was in town, my sisters, my daughter, we went to see Lincoln.
Oh, was that good?
Yeah, it was good. It was good, but we're coming back, and all of a sudden I realize there are people standing out on the street on Greenville Boulevard, and I'm like, well, what's going on? Oh, Best Buy. People were lined up.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, what did they save, $100? I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe 50,
I hear electronics 50? Are the best. You know, you get the best deals on Black Friday on electronics, but I don't know how much
I guess. Somebody who spent the night out camping out, call me and tell me why you do it. 561-8255. I want to hear it.
We did a couple stories on people camping out.
Did you go out there?
Yeah. I didn't shop, but I went out to talk to people who were camped out, and they were telling me most of the time it's just a tradition. You know, they enjoy getting out there, seeing people out there that they hadn't seen in a year, really, since the last Black Friday. So it's not so much even about the deals. It's just about the tradition. So
some lined up on Wednesday.
Tuesday, even. Earliest we found, they were camping out on Tuesday outside Best Buy.
That's crazy. Speaking of Lincoln, it did not win the box office over the weekend. The new Twilight movie, Breaking Dawn Part 2, remained the number one film over Thanksgiving weekend. $66 million in 5 days.
Wow.
Skyfall was second. Lincoln was third. But I guess Lincoln has been out now, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, something like that.
I recommend Lincoln. There's not much action. It's almost like a play on the screen. Most of it takes place in Lincoln's, in the White House, and in the House of Representatives. There's some action. The movie opens with a civil war and a lot of people getting killed.
It's long, isn't it? It's 2 hours and 29 minutes.
Is it really?
Yeah,
I guess it holds your attention.
That's good, then.
Tommy Lee Jones is brilliant. He plays Representative Thaddeus Stevens.
He's great in everything.
He was. But I'll tell you, Daniel Day-Lewis, who plays Lincoln, it's not even going to be close. He'll win every Oscar for best. He'll win all the Best Actor Awards. It's not even close.
Wow.
You know who was good in it, too? Who I really don't like, but she was good in it, was Sally Field. She played Mary Lincoln.
You don't like her?
I do not like her.
Oh, I love her.
Ever since she got up there and said, "You love me. You really, you like me. You really like me." I'm just like, oh, please. She's so left coast. You know, she's such a left coast loser.
Oh, geez.
But she's great as Mary Lincoln because, you know, I guess, and we need to get our friend from ECU.
Beth Grant, yeah.
No, the friend from ECU who's the Dr. David, his name is Gay. He's the Lincoln, one of the foremost Lincoln experts in the country. Should have him on now. Because apparently there was, you know, the relationship between Mary Lincoln and Abe Lincoln was very strained, and it came off that way big time. I mean, there's a couple of scenes with the two of them together that's, I mean, you feel the stress. She does a great job. She really does.
So Lincoln, he messed around.
Well, the movie doesn't deal with that, but of course that's always been said that they all had mistresses back in those days. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do a laugh track. It's 7:55, and time for some more, just to help you relive your family dysfunction over the weekend. Here's Kevin Meaney the great comedian Kevin Meaney on his crazy childhood Thanksgivings.
We were never allowed in the house in the summertime when I was a kid. I'd come home, I'd get off my bike. Mom, Mom, I'm home! Get out! Get out of the house! Walking around the house, marking up the woodwork! Get out and do something! Why don't you go out in the backyard and dig a hole? Why don't you dig to China? They were always having company coming over, you know, that was a big thing. We're having company tonight, so stay out of the bathroom. Stay out of that bathroom! We've got company coming over! Where are we supposed to go? I don't care. Just regulate yourself. Wait till they leave. Thanksgiving was another big day when we were kids, you know. We had the big turkey every year. Last year, the turkey weighed 185 pounds. It had a tattoo. Riding around the front lawn on a Harley. Took my sister hostage for 24 hours. My Uncle Zeke actually had to put on his flame-retardant pilgrim suit and subdue him with a flamethrower. He was always dressing up for Thanksgiving. One year, he dressed up as a butterball turkey. And my Aunt Rose couldn't stop talking about it. Oh, my God, look at Zeke dressing up like a butterball turkey. I can't believe it. Look at him sitting in that roasting pan wearing go-go boots. Pouring gravy on his torso with a big old ladle. He's going to get arrested for public self-basting. Just like he did last year. Look where he's got the thermometer.
Kevin Meaney. Remember him back in the day?
Yeah.
My family was big pants people. We're big pants people. All right, sunshine and 60 today, folks. It's going to be a nice Monday. Cyber Monday. Get off of that computer and go buy something from a local merchant for crying. I'm hereby declaring that if you shop online today, you're un-American.
Oh, jeez.
We'll be back.
This is Jeff Medlin of Medlin Hyundai in Rocky Mount. We thought last year was a good year, but this year's been even better. So let's talk about the hottest car brand in America. Hyundai has won the North American Car of the Year award two of the last 4 years. 2012's Car of the Year? That's right, the Hyundai Elantra. Gas prices keep rising, but the Elantra gets 40 miles to the gallon. You'll get America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles, plus financing as low as 1.9%. And the Elantra is starting at just $16,995. I'd like to thank all of our customers that have made this such a great year. If you haven't bought a car from Midland Hyundai, stop by. I think you're going to like what you see. When you've got stylish looks, great miles per gallon, and America's best warranty, how can you go wrong? Visit us on the web at www.medlinhyundai.com or give us a call at 252-985-2601. At Medlin Hyundai in Rocky Mount, we got it!
Hyundai, we got it. We got it.
This ain't chicken. It's Big Bubba's Burger, home of Big Bubba's Big Dang Krispy Kreme Burger. Big Bubba's Burgers, located next to Pitt Community College in the Community Square Shopping Center, is bringing the beef. Big, juicy Angus beef. Angus burger, fries, and drink, just $4.99. Plus, juicy cheddar wurst, a big honkin' cheddar-infused bratwurst, served on a pretzel bun with spicy brown mustard running all down your chin. And Big Bubba's has 99-cent 12-ounce Bud Light Draft all day, every day.
Today at Big Bubba's Burgers, from noon to 10, it's all-you-can-eat Angus burgers and quarter-pound hot dogs. Just $7.99. Come catch the game while enjoying an ice-cold 99-cent draft.
Big Bubba's Burgers, next to Pitt Community College, home of Big Bubba's Big Dang Krispy Kreme Burger. Angus burger, fries, and drink, just $4.99. See us at BigBubbaBurger.com. Big Bubba's Burgers. This ain't chicken.
Coming up on 8 o'clock, 7:59, McGee, you'll like this. Kansas City Chiefs are 1-10, and they sent some of their players out on Thanksgiving Day to some shut-ins to serve them turkey. And running back Dexter McCluster went to a woman's house and took some time to talk with her and stuff, and he got an earful. Listen to what she told him when he brought her the free food.
You guys started winning some games.
Definitely. We're working hard.
I believe it, but I'll be praying for y'all, but y'all are coming up short.
Yeah, you got to pray a little harder.
Definitely. Y'all got to work a little harder.
Definitely. It's always for work.
I love it.
This is 103.7 WTIB.
Stay talkative, my friends.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. The holiday shopping season is off to a flying start. Black Friday shoppers spent $59.1 billion. Online merchants are rolling out deep discounts today for the Cyber Monday rush. Financial analyst Eric Amato has advice on where to find the best deals.
CyberMonday.com has over 800 retailers that you can go to, and they're going to give you all different types of specials that are going on right now.
ABC's Bianca Goladriga tells us some analysts are wondering whether it'll all be enough to give the economy a boost.
Consumer spending makes up 70% of the U.S. economy, and 40% of that will happen in just these 2 months, November and December. So how do we fare over the past 4 days? Not too shabby, I'd say. $59 million was spent. That's up nearly 13% from last year. The average American over the past 4 days spent some $423.
Analysts expect the overall season to see a 4.1% increase over last year. Tragedy on the tarmac was narrowly averted in Cincinnati, where the pilot of a Pinnacle Airlines flight just about to land noticed another plane on the runway and pulled up just in time. No one was hurt. Bounce houses may seem well padded and safe, but maybe that's the problem. Pediatricians are warning parents they can be deceptively dangerous. 30 children a day are injured in them. ABC senior health and medical editor Dr. Richard Besser tells us how.
Most of the injuries are caused by falling in the bounce house or jumping off the bounce house, but a significant number occur from collisions.
The number of injuries has mushroomed 15-fold in the past 15 years, and they include broken bones to concussions. Justin Bieber is being trashed on Twitter as the white trash prince for wearing overalls and a T-shirt to accept an award from Canada's prime minister. Bieber claims he had just come from a performance and didn't have time to change. Nobody won over the weekend, pushing the Powerball jackpot up to $425 million for the Wednesday drawing.
I don't play all the time, but I'm trying this time because everybody's talking about it.
This is ABC News.
What was your cable TV bill last month? Do you remember what you paid 10 years ago? Have you noticed the price of movie tickets lately? Are you seeing a pattern here? The cost of our basic information and entertainment needs keeps going up. But there is one medium that is still free. And you're listening to it. Local radio. Support the advertisers that support this radio station. And keep listening. We won't send you a bill. There are still some things you just shouldn't have to pay for.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Donate your vehicle and you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
Researchers are reporting a potential breakthrough in treating Alzheimer's. ABC's Chuck Sievertson has the details.
A substance called P40, which plays a role in inflammation, may contribute to Alzheimer's, say German researchers who use drugs to block it in mice bred with Alzheimer's.
This really has a good effect and would inhibit them and prevent them from getting the respective signs of Alzheimer's.
Dr. Frank Heppner of Berlin's Charité Hospital adds, as far as prevention,
we blocked this P40 factor in mice that had already fully established disease. We found a positive effect in terms of improvement of cognition.
And P40 blocking drugs are already on the market. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It was a strange sight at the Dolphins-Seahawks game in Miami yesterday. The football match suffered a rain delay when the sprinkler system accidentally went off. A surprisingly high percentage of Americans are whistling while they work. A survey found 39% describing office morale as very good. 8 in 10 enjoyed some happiness at least once a day. Karen Chase, ABC News.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
Hey, ho, welcome in everybody, Talk of the Town. It's Monday morning, 26th of November. Welcome in, Henry Hinton, Trent McGee at the sports desk this morning. Good morning, McGee.
Good morning, Hen.
Who is going to replace Tom O'Brien?
Who do Chad you think? Morris.
Who is that?
The offensive coordinator at Clemson. I think he has a good shot.
You think so?
Now that she's ruled out James Franklin from Vanderbilt.
Why she ruled him out? She hired him at Maryland, right?
Yeah, I don't know. She said he was not in contention. So he could be up for something else. Maybe he's ruled himself out and told her that. They're good friends.
Lindsay Fry is at the news desk this morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
Lindsay will have news for you coming up, including information about that house fire on Elm Street down in the Elm and First Street area last night.
Yep.
Not too far off campus.
Mm-mm.
Down
pretty close.
In the Tar River University neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. So, and then I can't help but to ask, and not to get away from the fire, but with all these head coaching jobs opening up now, is it too far to the realm of possibility to say that Coach Logan's phone could buzz somewhere this week?
Oh, I think so.
I thought about it.
I don't think there's any. I mean, don't you think there'll be a lot of NC State fans that would love to see Steve Logan hired as the Wolfpack head coach?
Yeah. I envisioned it.
If a job like that came to him, you know, he said before he's not that interested in getting back into college coaching. But here's the thing. I mean, if you're the athletic director, who are you going to hire? Who are you going to hire? I mean, you know, you want somebody who's, if you could get somebody who's been a successful head coach and who has contacts all over the country and stuff like that. I mean, and Logan's got all that. He's been out of the college game for a while, having coached in the NFL, but I mean, look, they're saying John Gruden is the guy that's going to the leading candidate to take the Tennessee job. I don't understand why John Gruden, unless he just really wants to coach again, he's got the best job in football, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think so. Best job in sports.
Yeah. Being the Monday night color guy?
You've seen a lot of guys from the NFL have success at the collegiate level. Jim Moore Jr. being one at UCLA. Nick Saban when he came back from the Dolphins.
Oh, I think Gruden could get it done.
Gruden, yeah. So I don't know.
I hope not, because I don't want to lose John Gruden on Monday Night Football. Because I love John Gruden. I'm a John Gruden guy. He's in my top three of all the guys I want to sit down and have a conversation with on my bucket list. Wouldn't you love to have dinner with John Gruden and just kind of see what's in that brain?
Yeah, just what he says.
I love that guy. I love him.
You got to spin it, Cam.
But I could see Steve Logan being a king. I mean, because he's been a successful head coach. He's obviously a genius when it comes to offenses. I think he can manage a team. Now, if you're going to get upset about where he stands on the field, like some of our fans did.
Got to get over that.
So I could see that happening, just because I think it's hard to find people to hire that have got a proven track record. It's hard to find people to hire.
Yep.
I mean, if you go back and look at his body of work here at East Carolina, I mean, he had a couple of rough seasons, but I mean, it's pretty strong.
You look at the players he's tutored and been around at his different stops and the success they've had after moving on from their respective school. That's pretty impressive.
That's about as good as it gets, really, because, you know, you get into unless you're going to get a guy like Nick Saban, and what's Saban making, $6 million?
A lot. I think close to it, yeah.
So Tom O'Brien was making $2 million a year, and they got to pay him $1.2
million
left.
Right.
How about Skip Holtz? What's the latest on him?
I'm just reading an article on Skip Holtz. Funny you ask. According to the Tampa Tribune, you know, they're saying that it's a good chance they'll return next season, which is shocking to me. I'll be honest with you.
I don't think they got enough money to let him go.
Maybe not.
They gave him a 10-year deal. So, a $10 million deal, not 10 years. He's making $2 million a year also.
And he's had a rough season. Look, I mean, B.J. Daniels, the starting quarterback, broke his leg. His backup got hurt. He's on a third-string quarterback right now. They just can't get it done offensively. He's had a really tough go with injuries.
How about the Auburn guy? He gets fired 22 months after winning the national championship, Gene Chizik.
Yeah. You know, they had the worst fall of any team after winning 2 years after winning the national championship ever, since the AP poll came out in 1936, the worst fall ever for a football team. And their worst record.
Which shows you how dominant Cam Newton was when he was at Auburn. Yeah. I wish he would be that dominant now.
Have you seen the commercial now with the kid, little boy?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. Where he's
Newton.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah. Yeah, I wish he was that dominant too.
And the Panthers play tonight, and of course we got our big outing tonight. We're having a party tonight at Tiebreaker, 6:30 to 7:30. It's our final Monday Night Quarterback of the Year live at Tiebreakers, and we're going to give away tickets to the Panthers-Falcons game coming up. How do you want them, McGee?
Best-dressed Panthers fan in Greenville or Pittsburgh, or really anywhere. It doesn't matter where you come from.
So you just come dressed in your Panthers outfit.
Best Panthers fan, yes.
And if
yes.
you are, if you're chosen as the best-dressed Panthers fan, so how do you, I mean, you might come with the whiskers painted on your face. Yeah. I don't want to give anybody any ideas.
People Maybe the Superman outfit if you want to do that with the Cam Newton thing. I don't know.
No, please don't.
You know, some might. But yeah,
that
come out.
That frustrates me.
We'll judge at the end of the show, 6:30 until 7:30 tonight, and you can win tickets to the Falcons game on December 9th, which is a 1 o'clock kickoff, and you get to see one heck of a football team right now, Atlanta, who's 11-1. They're playing really, really well. So
they almost got beat by Tampa Bay yesterday.
Yeah, they did, 24-23. They nipped the Bucs.
Yeah. So tonight will be a snooze fest on Monday Night Quarterback. I mean Monday Night Football. Not. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that.
Thanks.
On Monday Night Football, right? Because you've got the Panthers. You got the Panthers and the Eagles. And the Eagles, and between them, they got 5 wins.
Yeah. Speaking of two coaches,
so what?
Who might not return next season?
I think Rivera will be back.
You know what he said though when he met with Richardson last week, and he said now he's not so sure after that conversation he'll be back.
Oh, then he's gone.
He said he's not.
then he's gone.
Fact, his comment was, "I'm not so sure I will make it through the end of the season."
Oh my!
That says a lot to me. A lot.
I've told you before. I've met Jerry Richardson. I would guess that if you know he doesn't mince words, and yeah. I tell you with the money he's putting out for Cam Newton. And they thought they had it together. I think that after last season, they thought, well, this is the year right here. They're going to get back to the playoffs.
I don't.
But the thing about it is, I was reading the Sorensen guy yesterday in the News Observer. You know, he made some good points. You know, they haven't quit. The Panthers haven't quit, but they just keep making mistakes at the end of the game. They're right there in every game. But they do something at the end of each game that costs them the win. So maybe that's what, if you're the owner of the team, you may be looking at that and going, well, you know, that means the talent's there, but the coaching's not. I mean, that might be one of the things he's thinking. I don't know.
I don't think the talent's there defensively. And I think Rod Chudzinski, the offensive coordinator, is just, he's the guy I look at before I look at Ron Rivera. Maybe letting someone go. So
I don't know.
We'll find out.
So the game tonight. Is that in Charlotte?
Philadelphia.
The game is in Philadelphia tonight.
8:30. It's going to be Andy Reid's fighting for his job. The Eagles.
Andy Reid's going to get fired.
Terrible.
But what a year he's had, huh? His son died of a drug overdose.
Awful. Awful.
Bad stuff. All right, 13 after. So come out tonight, 6:30 to 7:30, live at Tiebreakers. It's the final Monday Night Quarterback of the year. By the way, I think this will be the final Steve Logan show on Thursday night as well. Because, you know, next week we're starting a new lineup in the evenings here on 103.7. We've been trying to get the contracts put to bed for that forever, but with the holidays there. I guess I know what the lineup's going to be now, but I better not mention it until Dylan tells me today that all the contracts are signed and the ink's dried and all that stuff. I think we'll be able to announce tomorrow morning who our new lineup will be.
Good.
So the final Steve Logan show of the year will be Thursday night from 7 to 9, and it'll be interesting to talk to Coach Logan this week, won't it?
Yeah.
And we talked about this last hour. Where do you think the Pirates will go bowling?
I hope it's St. Pete. I hope it's the Brady Bunch Bowl. Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
Brady Bunch Bowl.
Yeah. I mean,
what is Beef O'Brady's, by the way?
It's a restaurant. It's a restaurant chain, I believe.
It is? So that's the bowl. Remember we went to the bowl game in Houston? It was named after a furniture store?
Yeah, it's a pub. It's a neighborhood pub kind of restaurant.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Down in Florida?
Well, I mean, they're all over the place. They have one in...
I'm not familiar
with
it.
Have one in Hope Mills, I know. North Carolina.
Hope Mills?
Not toward Fayetteville.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know these things?
I saw it driving by one day.
It's called Beef O'Brady's?
Beef O'Brady's.
So the beef. Look that up. When is the Beef O'Brady's Bowl? You know the projections over the weekend kind of indicated that they thought that East Carolina would play Toledo
December 21st.
Oh, this before Christmas. Really? I don't know how I feel about that. December 21st. Well, that's a Friday night.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. Spend the weekend in Florida. What do you think?
Yeah, that'd be good.
St. Pete.
A little TOT.
You think
in Florida?
Oh, you're saying we're going to go out and do the show?
Yeah, why not?
McGee assuming the clothes on that. You've been talking to Patrick Johnson? Back when East Carolina used to go to the bowl games every year.
If we're in St. Pete, he'll be there.
Johnson would come to me and say, Big Hen, I assume we'll be doing the show on the road for the bowl game in Birmingham.
Those are fun, though. Don't you like this?
And I would say, yes, I think you should assume that I'll be there.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right, quarter after. Let's get a break in. We're coming back. Lindsay has news of a devastating house fire last night right here in the middle of town in Greenville, down in near the campus area off of Elm Street, actually on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. And a family is homeless this morning as a result of that. We've got that and more coming up. Also, we've got some guests coming in, some community information as the holidays now are here. We'll talk to some folks in the Salvation this morning, Salvation Army as well this morning, one of our favorite charities for the holidays. 16 after 8 o'clock, we're going to go to break. More Talk of the Town coming up right after this.
Use vehicles under 40 feet. Turns are now
Attention, Rocky Mount and surrounding areas. The Credit Doctor is liquidating over 100 vehicles at Bonnie Murray Toyota through Saturday. $79 down is all you need. Payments from $117 a month. Low mileage vehicles from $39.99. Camrys, Corollas, Prius, Tacomas, RAV4, 4Runners, even Hondas and Hyundais. Every make, every model from $39.99. 100,000 mile warranties available. And all you need is $79 down. During this event, the Credit Doctor will give you up to $7,000 for any old trade. When the Credit Doctor liquidates at Bobby Murray, prescription prices start at $39.99, $79 down, or payments from $117 a month. Shop online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats at Bobby Murray.
If you're considering a new home entertainment system for the holidays, there's only one name to remember in Eastern Carolina, Jason Pear. Jason and the Pear Electronics team have the latest high-tech systems, and they not only sell them, but they service them as well. And Jason has some very loyal, satisfied customers. Here's Donald Taylor, co-owner of ABC Moving and Storage.
Jason has put in systems at my house with surround sound, flat screen TV. He's put in a system at our cottage. I have referred him to our customers that we're moving in from out of town.
Dr. David Howdy in Washington can also testify to the expertise of Jason Pear at Pear Electronics.
Jason bailed me out of a big mess. Jason came in and cleaned the entire thing up, put all first-class new equipment in the house, and has been there for me at every turn.
Deal with local people who will be there to service your system after the sale. Call Jason Pear at 439-5295.
I would highly recommend Jason and his team.
That's 439-5295.
Meineke Car Care Center on Fire Tower Road in Winterville is having a huge tire sale. Meineke sells 11 major brands of tires, and they mark down prices on all of them. In fact, they will price match any written offer on tires. Listen to these deals. Buy any two tires and get a free oil change. Buy any three tires and get the fourth tire for free. Plus, get a Visa gift card up to $75 with the purchase of select tires and premium installation. Meineke knows your time is important to you. Don't wait for service. Take advantage of Meineke's free shuttle back to your home or work. Go to Meineke.com to print coupons and make an appointment to get 5% off any service. Don't miss Pitt County's biggest tire sale going on right now at Meineke Car Care Center on Fire Tower Road in Winterville. And for additional savings, make your appointment online at Meineke.com. Home of the 1995 Pennzoil oil change and 50% off all brakes. Meineke, 752-4700. That's 752-4700.
Talk of the Town brought to you by Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. If you've got a home you need to sell, there's only one number and one name to remember, and it's pretty much the same, H-O-M-E. Just remember H-O-M-E. How about 758-H-O-M-E? That's the number for Homer Tire. And Homer Tire is the guy we talk about all the time. He's the guy you hear about that can sell your home and sell it quickly. And the reason for that is the number of prospects that he will bring to your front door if you sign on with the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. Now, Homer uses all of the technology at hand these days. And you got to use it all. I mean, he's got experts that do just that. And
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And Jim,
hello, Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. What happened there, Michael? Bad button push. Okay. Anyway, getting back to Homer, just call Homer and let him go through the system with you, and he'll show you how, indeed, he puts together this system for you and brings prospects to your house, and you'll sell it quickly. Now, outlier here is if he doesn't sell it by the date and the deadline you need, he'll buy the home from you himself guaranteed as part of his purchase plan. That's right. He'll actually buy the home from you. Call Homer and talk to him about it. 758-HOME. That's 758-4663. Or you can visit him online, GuaranteedSellNC.com. And remember, with Homer Tire, no contract. You can fire him at any time you like if you don't think he's getting the job done, and move on. Homer Tire and the Homer Tire Real Estate Team. All right, let's check some news headlines now. A house fire last night. Sad story. Over the holidays here, as we start the holidays, a family is homeless this morning with WITN News headlines now. Here is Lindsay Fry at the news desk. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning, Henry. Good morning, everyone. Well, as Henry was just saying, a Greenville family is now out of their home after a fire just before midnight last night. Now, Chief Tony Smart tells us two adults and two children escaped from the house fire at 109 North Elm Street in Greenville. Now, firefighters say most of the flames were coming from the attic of the home, and for now, the home is unlivable. The American Red Cross is working with that family to help find them a place to stay for now. No word yet on the cause of the fire, but officials say they have no reason to believe at this point that it was suspicious. And we've told you about a handful of internet cafe and sweepstakes establishment robberies in the last month. Well, now there's another one to add to the list. Greenville police say the latest was reported around 11 o'clock Sunday night at 250 Easy Street. Reports show that two black males with a silver handgun held up the business and then took off. Now, there's been a rash of similar holdups in the East recently, including several in Greenville and Pitt County. Others have been reported in Lenoir, Martin, and Onslow counties. Just last week, the Pitt County Sheriff's Office announced that it was partnering with other counties to help track down the crooks targeting these businesses. And we now know the name of the deputy involved in a shooting at a local Waffle House. And deputies say the man who was shot outside the restaurant this weekend has since died. The Lenoir County Sheriff's Office says William Gibbs III of Kinston was shot Sunday morning. Deputies say they spotted Gibbs firing a handgun at someone else in the parking lot of the Waffle House. And now that's on Highway 70 in Kinston. That happened around 3 o'clock in the morning. And investigators say Gibbs did not comply with officers, and Deputy Joseph Heck fired at Gibbs. Gibbs later died at the hospital. The SBI is investigating this case. Well, that's your WITN News Update. Henry, back over to you.
All right, let's check some weather now. It looks like it's going to be a pretty nice Monday. Here's McGee with that.
Yeah, it does. And a lot of sunshine out for today, but things will change come tomorrow as increasing clouds will arrive sometime in the afternoon. A 50% chance of rainfall for your Tuesday. Highs in the upper 50s, so a little bit cooler than what you will see today and tonight. For tomorrow night, that rain chance continues with showers clearing later at night. A low of 31 degrees, but still a 50% chance of rain into Tuesday night. Really until roughly after midnight or so, that rain will taper off at some point. Then Wednesday, we see a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the low 50s and lows in the mid-20s. Mid-20s. Woo.
Yeah.
That's chilly.
Gonna be nice today, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Charlotte Observer this morning has a very interesting story in it. It's an interview with Bob Dole, saying as we head to this fiscal cliff issue that we continue to talk about. Bob Dole says it's time for some old-fashioned leadership. Hey, there's an idea from both sides of the aisle. So some political heavyweights from yesteryear say what's needed most to tackle the country's vexing issues and restore public confidence in Congress is a good old-fashioned leadership, the kind that puts problem-solving ahead of achieving short-term political and ideological objectives, the kind that calls for holding up in a room together and not leaving until there's a solution that they can sell to the legislative troops and to the public, and the kind that sees compromise as a strength and not as a weakness. That's a good point right there. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole says it's going to take statesmanship. The leaders on each side of the aisle need to sit down and bare their souls and say, we've got to do this. We've got to do something. Let's start with A. We may end up with B, but we've got to start somewhere, or the people are going to be more upset with us than they are now. So Bob Dole encouraging people in Congress, the leaders in Congress, to start leading and stop bickering. And we talked about that early this morning. There's a event tomorrow in Raleigh. A couple of former governors, also the Durham mayor, and other business executives. There's going to be a event tomorrow in Raleigh at a lunch event called, and it's sponsored by a group called the Campaign to Fix the Debt. Former governors Jim Hunt and Jim Holzhauser, Durham Mayor Bill Bell, former GlaxoSmithKline CEO Bob Ingram, and Clear Defense CEO Tanya Cockman, just some of the folks going to be at the North Carolina launch tomorrow. And we talked about that yesterday. We talked about this morning the fact that yesterday on some of the Sunday morning shows, some of the Republicans who have signed this Grover Norquist tax pledge, and you know, any Republican that comes to Washington these days to sign to serve in office, they're pounced on by this organization run by Grover Norquist to sign this pledge that says you will never raise taxes, you'll never vote to raise a tax. And Grover Norquist has been doing this now for 20 years, and you have people like yesterday, you had U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham from South Carolina on, I believe, Face the Nation yesterday, saying, "You know, it's time for us to put that aside. We all signed that pledge, but we're going to have to compromise some." And I say, my own personal feeling about that is, I'm okay with that as long as it actually is a compromise, and not the Republicans caving in and saying, "Okay, we lose. You won the presidency. We'll now vote to raise taxes," unless they are willing to cut some spending on entitlement programs. If they're willing to do that, if they're willing to cut some spending on entitlements, then I say yes, it might be time to do that. Just because we've all got to look at the situation for the betterment of the country. And if that means that, you know, here's the other thing I don't understand. The Democrats want this tax increase for people who make $250,000 or more. And, of course, the Republicans are saying, no, it's got to be $1 million or more. Well, I mean, this is a $750,000 spread in there. Let's make it $650,000 maybe. You know, it's not going to – now, the question about whether or not it's going to be a job killer, I think that's a legitimate question. We talked about that ad nauseum during the campaign. I mean, I don't want to see taxes raised on the people who create jobs because I think that is a hindrance. I mean, we now know that people move from, just for example, we got a great example here in North Carolina. People leave the state of North Carolina and move to places like Tennessee and Florida because the taxes are lower. Well, these CEOs that are making decisions about whether they're going to locate a corporation in North Carolina or Florida, what do you think they're thinking about? They're thinking about how much tax they're going to pay personally. So they want to live somewhere where the taxes are going to be lower. So I do think that's a concern also. You have to be careful. But if it's time to compromise, it's time to compromise. Otherwise, you know, with we're staring the sequestration of our military in the face, and something's got to be done. We just, you know, we've already, we cannot harm the military of this country and make it smaller. We just can't. I don't agree with that part with the liberals, I'll tell you that. So there'll be more to come, and we'll be talking about this more all week as we get closer to the so-called fiscal cliff. But that event tomorrow in Raleigh should be interesting with Jim Hunt and Jim Holzhauser on board. 8:28, let's get a break in. We're coming back. Mandy Stewart is here. She's with the Salvation Army, and I highly encourage you. I give to the Salvation Army every year, and I highly encourage you to do it as well. That's the other thing about that, you know, you again, when you pay higher taxes, people say, well, you know, the government's going to take your money and give it to charity. Well, people give money to charity, you know, but I kind of like to give money, my money, to the charities I want to give to. Salvation Army is one of them. I do every year. I truly believe in the Salvation Army, and they're a good group, and this time of year they do unbelievable work. So we'll talk about that with Mandy when we come back. 29 after. Be right back.
I'm with Jim Clement of the Clement Companies. And, Jim, one of the things you folks obviously are known for and do really well is working with companies. What are some of the things you're focused on right now at the Clement Companies to help save businesses money on their insurance costs?
Well, let's talk specifically about saving money in workers' compensation. There are five really keys, Henry. Develop a safety program. Integrate that program into the daily operations of your business. Investigate all injuries and keep your employees involved in that investigative process. Provide ongoing training and audit these programs and stimulate continuous improvement.
And there are ways to save money on workers' comp, right? And that's the job of your insurance agent to help the company figure that out.
Right. You've got to continuously be proactive with your clients, and that's what we do.
Contact Jim Clement and the Clement Companies at 756-8300. That's 252-756-8300. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparation for tomorrow.
The Lighting by Design 18th Annual Christmas Sale is happening now. Take advantage of these deep discounts on Siegel Lighting and other items now through Christmas. 50% off the suggested retail on light fixtures and lamps from Siegel Lighting. Stop in and let the experienced design team help you choose the right look for your home. Light up your home with super savings at Lighting by Design on Fire Tower Road. It's your time to enjoy 50% off suggested retail price on Siegel Lighting now through December 21st.
Atavola means come and eat. Atavola is Greenville's marketplace serving fresh, delicious soups, sandwiches, salads, unique pizzas, a large selection of Italian dishes, and so much more. It's a relaxed and friendly place to go. If you've been eating out too much but don't have time to prepare dinner, stop by Atavola and pick up a family meal to go. Quick and easy to prepare. This fall, kick back and watch your favorite football team at Atavola. They have several TVs in the dining area and in the bar. Atavola, Red Banks Road, come and eat.
We support the home team because they play harder when they know their community is counting on them. North Carolina Farm Bureau Auto Insurance isn't all that different. Our members are counting on us every day, so we work harder to deliver Major League service from our local agents. So if you support the home team, think of us as the home team that supports you right back. Farm Bureau Auto Insurance, helping you is what we do best. In Pitt County, call 756-3165 and speak to Tony Boyd, Buddy Kennedy, Randy Daniels, Alan Hill, Bill King, Jack Metz, Patrick Reed, Jay Searles, or Lynn Sugg. Your local friends make up the winning team at Farm Bureau Agents that are ready to assist you with your auto, home, and health insurance needs. Drop by the Farm Bureau office, conveniently located on Charles Boulevard, close to Fells Fort, or call 756-3165. Farm Bureau of Greenville, your winning team.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's going to be a nice day. Temperatures are going to warm up today to about 60 degrees. Too bad we didn't have this Saturday and Sunday, although Friday was a great day, wasn't it? A great day for the football game. All right, 28 in front of 9. My friend Mandy Stewart is here from the Salvation Army. It's that time of year. Mandy is the director of public relations for the Salvation Army, but you do a little bit of everything, don't you?
A little bit of everything.
How you doing?
That's how we got to do over there.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And happy holidays and happy Thanksgiving and all of those things.
Yes, and it comes all together and it flies right by. So,
you doing well?
Doing great.
Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
It was great. It was here and in Goldsboro, so it was nice.
Well, good. Not too far away. And you're still kind of a newlywed, aren't you?
Yes. It's been about a year and a couple months.
I see you on Facebook and I can tell you're still in the honeymoon stage.
Oh, we are. We are. We actually discussed not being in the honeymoon stage anymore, but then it comes back every now and then.
Oh, you got it.
No, after about a year, you know.
Keep it as long as you can.
Yeah, we will. I think we'll always have it deep down. So.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on. I really believe that what you folks do at the Salvation Army is special all year long, but this is your time of year, right?
Yes.
So this is when people need to help out.
Yes, this is the most wonderful time of the year, as everyone knows. We've got our Christmas campaign going on, and that looks like it's very dynamic. It's got the kettlebells going on, as you know, at I think we have 33 locations this year. So it's exciting to go from, I think we had 25 last year, to 33, and that's just huge for us. The kettle money, for all you guys out there that don't know what that money does, I think that's something I could probably share right now, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
It really is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and it also goes through into the next year. So social services, just things that the community needs throughout the year, it carries over through the year. So it's our biggest time to raise money. We do small fundraisers here and there, but since it's such a great time of the year, we use this time to raise the most funds. And so,
and what do you do with the money?
The money goes into people's need who need help with rent. I know you guys were mentioning a family that just had a fire. So we help with fires, we help with beds, clothing, things like that. And so all that stuff requires some kind of expenses here and there. And then we take our donations and we give those as well. Mm-hmm. And so we do a lot of outreaches in the community. So we'll go out and we'll serve hot chocolate. And we see that more as a relational way to engage with people and to share the gospel. And so that's a big part of what we do as well. But there's always needs. We buy food for the food pantry. We get donations for the food pantry. So it just seems to never end sometimes. But we try to spread it as much as we can.
And I think when people give money to the Salvation Army, they can feel good about that. They can
right.
feel that, you know, it's not going to some executive somewhere
right.
Sitting in an ivory tower. And
right.
and also the other thing that I always want to know, that would be one of the reasons that I choose the Salvation Army to is one of my Christmas charities every year, is because I know you vet the people very well. The people who get the donations from the Salvation Army, you've looked at them pretty closely, and you know you can be sure that if you're giving money to the Salvation Army, you guys have vetted who's going to get the donations, right?
Exactly. We do
have people who truly need it.
Yes, they are. And they are a lot of referrals as well with social services and things like that. So we have ways to filter, I guess, is kind of the what you're saying here, is to filter the biggest need and try to meet them where they are in the emergency, but also try to get them sustained long term.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do meet the immediate need, but also try to get them moving forward back and just putting their feet up under them. People just have bad luck sometimes. People make bad decisions, and so we just try to have grace with that too, and just help them get back where they need to be.
Yeah. And the other thing I love about the Salvation Army is it's faith-based.
Yes, it is. We love Jesus, and we love people to know about him, and so that's what we all need. And that's just where the need is, really the excuse to kind of get in relationship with them, and then we'll share the gospel and the hope that everybody's looking for. That's kind of what we want to share with them. So,
Mandy Stewart with the Salvation Army. All right, Mandy, how can people help? We know about the kettle campaign.
Yes.
So when you see those kettles,
drop some change.
Drop a five, drop a one in there if you can. What else can people do? Do you need the bell ringers or something
like that? Yes, we need volunteer bell ringers. Volunteer two to 4 hours of your day. It's a lot of fun. You know, you get to engage with the community, so it's not just out there ringing the bell. If you make it fun, it'll be a really good time. And then we also have our Angel Tree campaign, which is where kids and families have been, again, through application process, and we place them up on a tree. And so there's an angel, which is a child, and sometimes there's a family, sometimes it's just one. But we put them on the tree, and you guys can adopt an angel and provide Christmas for them. It's a lot of times it's clothes and toys. And so
now where's the tree?
The trees are all throughout Greenville. I'd say anywhere from the mall. There's two or three in the mall. Walmart, there's some restaurants like Logan's. Let's see, Peppermint's has one. I wish I had the whole list in front of me. But there's 20 locations throughout town. And so just keep your eye out as you're shopping, as you're eating. You'll see a tree.
And you can actually take an angel off the tree and...
Yep.
Then what happens? You buy what's on their wish list?
Yeah, they have we have the shirt size, you know, pant size, a coat size, and then they have a wish list that they put on there. Some of the parents just offer a couple things that the kids might like. But really, it's whatever God leads you to buy. We ask to spend about $50, and if there's anything, if you just can't do that, then we'll supplement a little bit with the toys we have for the toy drives and other people giving. And if you can give more, then give more.
You know? And what do you do once you buy the stuff off the angel tree? You bring it to the Salvation Army?
Bring it to Salvation Army. And this year, we're going to actually have our drop-off location at 2718 Memorial Drive, which is where the post office is. There's a vacant building. It used to be furniture store and AccuCopy.
I'm sure if you live here, then
you'll know where it is. And so just keep them unwrapped. Put the angel tag that you have on the toy. Just tape it down somewhere and then drop it off there. We have somebody kind of hanging out there, and they're going to go ahead and put it together and get it placed.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right, good. I know last year too, you were part of Greenville Gives, and
yes, we're actually doing that.
When is that coming up?
Greenville Gives is November 30th, so this Friday.
That's
crazy.
Right?
Yeah, this Friday.
Is that going to be at the Five Points Plaza again?
I do believe.
And I
haven't
heard much about that this year, but of course, well, we did have.
the JCs. And, of course, the Christmas parade is Saturday.
Christmas parade is Saturday.
So the Greenville gives this Friday night. That's right. We did talk about that last week.
Yep, and there was one more thing I did want to mention today. We're actually having, it's called Ring My Bell Day at Mellow Mushroom. And Mellow Mushroom has offered to open their facility, and they're donating 10% back of the food sales.
Oh, great.
We're going to put our canteen out there, serve some hot chocolate. So have a toy drive as well.
So a great place to have lunch or dinner today at Mellow Mushroom.
Yep.
Our friend Reed Fogelman and all the guys at Mellow Mushroom giving 10% of their sales today to Salvation Army.
And they're all in. They've been great. They're so excited.
Good folks. A lot of good local folks involved in Mellow Mushroom. A lot of Greenville businessmen that are investors in that operation.
Yes. And if I could just take a second to say thank you to the community. They have been great. You guys having us on, the news has been all in. And, you know, the PR component of what we do is very important because it lets people know what is available and how to help. And so just want to say thank you to Greenville. The Pirate Nation has always been great, too. So appreciate you guys having us on.
All right, folks, when you're out there, think about the Salvation Army this year. Don't forget the Salvation Army. These guys do great work, and Mandy, you do a great job over there. We appreciate all your hard work.
Thank you.
Your cat, what's your
Captain John Sykes?
Yeah, yes. Captain. How's Captain Sykes doing?
He's great. Right now, he's tied up trying to fill some bell ringer spots, and so that's why he couldn't be here this morning. But we're all running like a chicken with our head cut off right now, and we love it. So,
is there a number to call if people want to ring the bell? Tell them who to call.
Call me 252-756-3388, and that's the Salvation Army's main number. Just ask for Mandy, and I'll plug in.
All right, call Salvation Army. Ask for Mandy, if you're retired and you got some, or if you're not, you just want to do some community service and do something special this Christmas.
And do it with your family. It's always fun to listen.
Get out there and ring the bell. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Good to see you, Mandy.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Appreciate all you do.
Yeah.
All right, Mandy Stewart with the Salvation Army. 20 minutes now in front of 9. We'll be right back. McGee's got sports and more talk of the town from Monday morning, November 26th.
Come experience Buick this Thanksgiving season at the new Brown & Wood. We're celebrating with limited time offers like 0% financing for 72 months, aggressive year-end rebates up to $4,000, or short-term two-year leases like the new Verano for only $199 a month. The E-Assist LaCrosse for $299. Both include Buick's premium services, 2 years maintenance, 2 years OnStar, and 2 years SiriusXM radio. Don't miss out on this season's best sales event at the new Brown & Wood Buick.
Includes lease conquest money, Verano $1469 down, 24-month lease, tax tags, $49 admin.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
It's an essential part of everyday living. It's used in the production of toner cartridges.
From your news and information leader.
It makes the picture better on our television. It's used in fire extinguishers and flame retardants that treat products such as wood. It's used in the production of bone china. It's a byproduct of the phosphate industry used in the production of solar panels, which help heat our homes and lessen our dependency on petroleum products. It's a necessary ingredient used in intravenous fluids. Think about it. Phosphate is an element that's essential to our daily lives. And it's a resource that only comes from nature and cannot be artificially produced. To learn more about the products we use that are dependent on the production of phosphate, visit oneessentialelement.com. Potash Corp. Aurora, helping nature provide.
I'm with Michael Overton from Coldwell Banker Commercial Coastal Mark here in Eastern North Carolina. Michael, tell folks what you do.
Well, Coldwell Banker Commercial is one of the largest commercial real estate firms in the world, but we are firmly established here in Eastern North Carolina.
And so what you do is leasing and commercial sales, meaning if I've got a shopping center or a building I need leased or sold, I come to you.
That's correct. And it's not just shopping centers and buildings. We do commercial real estate of all types, including multifamily units.
In fact, you have a management division.
We do. We have Coastal Rivers Property Management with offices in Greenville, New Bern, and Washington, and currently manage commercial single-family homes and multifamily units.
Michael, your family name has been synonymous with success in business for a long time in Eastern Carolina.
It has. My dad built a large company with Overton's. I'm very proud of his accomplishments. And one of the things he taught me there was customer service. It takes 10 years to get a customer and 10 seconds to lose one, so that's definitely one of our focuses.
How do people contact you?
252-355-5220 or on the web at cbccoastalmark.com.
16 in front of 9 o'clock. Welcome back. It's Talk of the Town Monday morning. And looking over the papers this morning at all the people who've been fired. Football.
Yeah.
McGee is here. Let's check some sports headlines. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Sport Clips. And with all of the folks that are joining the unemployment line, here's McGee.
Yeah, it's kind of a pink slip Sunday, and if you will, less than 24 hours after concluding the regular season with a 27-10 win over Boston College, NC State made the first move, firing head football coach Tom O'Brien on Sunday. The Wolfpack finished the 2012 season 7-5 overall, 4-4 in the ACC. That's the regular season. Now, the Wolfpack will be going bowling, and Dana Bible will take over the interim position at the moment. Clemson assistant Chad Morris, Cincinnati coach Butch Jones, and Louisiana Tech's Sonny Dykes could be considered as the top three options for WL to hire the next football coach at NC State. Other head coaches also fired on Sunday. Gene Chizik of Auburn, Danny Hope of Purdue, and Frank Spaziani let go at Boston College. And on Saturday, John L. Smith let go of Arkansas, or removed from his duties at the University of Arkansas. Notre Dame will play for the national title on January the 7th, and their opponent will be determined this weekend as Alabama and Georgia will meet for the SEC championship in Atlanta. Notre Dame locked up that national championship spot after knocking off USC on Saturday, and again, Alabama and Georgia meeting for the SEC championship in Atlanta this weekend. That winner moving on to the national championship game. Monday Night Football tonight, 2-8 Carolina, 3-7 Philadelphia, and a matchup of the NFC's two worst teams, but we'll hopefully pull the Panthers through tonight. Tonight's matchup also includes two head coaches fighting for their jobs as the season moves forward in the NFL, Week 13 approaching. And ECU back on the hardwood tonight, taking on Georgia State, their first road contest of the 2012 season. The Pirates 4-0, looking for their first 5-0 start since the 2002-2003 season. The Panthers are 3-2, tip-off set for 7 o'clock.
Panthers can win this one, right?
I think they can win this one.
They don't screw up and make mistakes. I think it's interesting what you said about Ron Rivera. You think he won't be back?
I think it's a good possibility he's going to be let go. I didn't think that 2 weeks ago. I'm basing that solely on the comments I read that he said after the conversation he had with Jerry Richardson.
I would say tonight is a big night for Ron Rivera.
Tonight's a huge night. You got to beat a team you're supposed to beat and should beat.
What's the guy, Fisher? Who's the coach at Philadelphia?
Andy Reid.
Andy Reid. Where am I getting Fisher from? Yeah. Andy Reid as well. So that game tonight on Monday Night Football. Our sports update brought to you by Sport Clips this morning. Remember, Sport Clips is America's haircut place for men and boys, and it's a great place to visit. If you've never had one of the MVP treatments, you need to check it out at Sport Clips. You not only get a precision haircut while you're watching ESPN on television, they got TV at every haircutting station. But then after your haircut, they take you back, give you that shampoo with that tea tree shampoo and a head massage while you're getting the shampoo. Ooh, very nice. And they put that hot steam towel over your face, which is awesome as well. Of course, that hot steam towel, like the old modern barbershop deal where you're laid back and get your head massaged while you're getting the all your pores opened up with that hot steam towel on your face. And after that, if that's not enough, you get the neck and shoulder massage. It's called an MVP treatment, and it's only at Sport Clips. You'll find out why they say it's good to be a guy. And, of course, we all get our hair cut there, and it is fabulous, actually. Went there last week and always get great service. Love sitting there and getting my hair cut, watching sports on television, and then get that MVP. I do it every time. It's worth it. It's the best part of my month at Sport Clips. All right, 12 minutes now in front of 9 o'clock. More Talk of the Town on the way. Stay with us as we roll through Monday morning, November 26th, and get you to work. And don't forget tonight, the big party at Tiebreakers tonight. 6:30 to 7:30. It is our final Monday night quarterback of the year, and we're going to be giving away two tickets and a parking pass to the Panthers-Falcons game on December 9th to the best-dressed Panthers fan. It's all courtesy of Pepsi, who provided the tickets to the Panthers game. So come out to Tiebreakers tonight if you want to go to the Panthers-Falcons game Sunday after next. You can win two tickets and a parking pass tonight just by coming out and dressing like a Panthers fan tonight at 6:30 to 7:30 at Tiebreaker. All right, we'll be right back with more.
Computers. What would we do without them? When I have a problem with my PC, I take it to University PC Care. Voted best computer repair in Greenville by the Greenville Times. These guys can resolve any computer issue. Have an Apple? They can fix that too. That's right. University PC Care is the only Apple authorized service provider east of Raleigh, servicing Apple computers with genuine parts. Call Ashton and the pros at University PC Care, 558-1280, located on Fire Tower Road between Charles and Arlington Boulevard, or universitypccare.com.
Toyota-thon is on
during the November sales event at Greenville Toyota. No down payment. No payments till next year. No interest charges. It's our best offers of the year, but they won't last long.
Rush to Greenville Toyota
because Toyota-thon is on during the November sales event on South Memorial Drive. Call 1-800-NEW-TOYOTA. Click greenvilletoyota.com.
On-site models for very low qualified buyers do SETF. Term length varies.
Hello, I'm Jeff Boltenhouse, Vice President of HealthWise Pharmacy. We can eliminate all of your monthly prescription hassles with our exclusive medication on-time service. This program includes synchronization of all medications, eliminating partial fills and multiple trips to the drugstore. Our friendly staff will call your doctor to obtain refills in advance so you never go without necessary prescriptions. In tough economic times, we still offer free delivery, saving our customers valuable time and money. Stop by and see us on Memorial Drive in Greenville or call us at 752-0338 and begin living life better.
Want to know where to go for the best selection of ECU Pirate gear and youth sporting goods apparel and equipment? It's Stadium Sports in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center at the corner of 14th and Charles Boulevard in Greenville. Stadium Sports has great Christmas gifts like pirate gear from Under Armour, Russell, and Ping. And all the big names in youth baseball and softball like Easton, Mizuno, Wilson, and DeMarini. If you've got an athlete in your family, then there's only one place to go this holiday season. It's Stadium Sports, where the players shop.
It's the big finish to 2012, and time for you to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
The end of the year is the absolute best time to buy a new car, and you'll get huge holiday savings on all new vehicles at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Get 0% financing for 72 months on all 2012 Chrysler and Ram models, or save up to $10,000 on a new Ram Crew Cab. Lease the 2013 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $299 a month. Get both 0% financing and $1,000 holiday cash on any 2012 Dodge model. It's 0% financing on Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep. This holiday season, it's time to take the leap.
This is Chip Davis. We have a great selection of new Jeeps, minivans, and trucks, and we'll pay more for your trade than anyone. It's time for you to take the leap to East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Grand Cherokee lease payments based on 39 months with $24.99 down. See dealer for details.
Dig it up, baby. All right, welcome back. It's Talk of the Town Monday, and temperatures today going to be around 60 degrees. Going to be a very nice day. 34 tonight. Tomorrow, though, rain. About a 50% chance of rain coming in on Tuesday. Increasing clouds, some showers arriving sometime in the afternoon. High temperature tomorrow will be about 57, and then on Wednesday, sun and clouds. No rain on Wednesday, but temperatures in the mid-50s. That's the game plan. Good show this morning. Thanks to everybody for being with us. Again, I want to reiterate my thoughts about the Salvation Army. If you have an opportunity to participate in any way with the Salvation Army during this holiday season, you can be sure that your donations are going to go to the right spot. So by all means, donate. Also, the food bank. We mentioned a couple times this morning. I'll mention again tomorrow, our big event on Wednesday. Not tomorrow, Wednesday. At Winslow's, our sister station, Star 94.3, and all the Greenville Grapevine gals will be live at Winslow's from 5 to 6 on Wednesday afternoon at Winslow's Tavern in Uptown Greenville. So come by. Jennifer Little, Pam Kaufman, I think Joey Gibson. Who else? I don't know. The whole crowd will be down there probably having a good time from 5 to 6. And the deal is this. You come by and spread some holiday cheer by donating a canned good or any non-perishable item, and then we're going to give them to the food bank, courtesy of our sister station, Star 94.3. And the Greenville Grapevine Girls. And by the way, we started a lot of great Christmas music on Star. You know, people, a lot of stations go to all Christmas music this time of year, and I think people get tired of that. Give Star a try if you haven't listened to Star 94.3. I think you'll like the mix of the 80s and current music and 90s and Christmas, traditional Christmas music. I was listening to some of it over the weekend. Love to hear some of that great traditional Christmas music on Star 94.3. And then, of course, Bob and Sherry in the morning. And then you got the Greenville Grapevine in the afternoon from 5 to 6 with Jennifer and her group. So that's coming up Wednesday at Winslow's Tavern in Uptown Greenville. Today, of course, they say $1.5 billion will be spent on the Internet today. They call it Cyber Monday because of all the time that people will be in their offices shopping online. And I continue to say, why do that? I just don't get it. I mean, I shop with local people. You know, you go online and you think you can save a little money with Amazon.com and eBay. And what are the other big ones, Michael? So I guess any of the... You go to Macy's.com, any of those online shopping. Do you do that, Andrea? You do?
Yeah, I was at the mall at midnight the night after. The night of.
Would you rather shop locally or would you rather shop online? I mean, I'd rather the money be spent in town, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but
when you spend your money with like Amazon, it goes off to, you know, to some big conglomerate in New York City. But you really save money by doing it?
You do, yeah.
Even with shipping?
Yeah, and if you buy enough, there's all those things that are like free shipping if your purchase is over.
Well, people are going to do it. $1.5 billion. In fact, they said Black Friday sales, by the way, across the country were very good. The online sales for Black Friday, for the first time in history, people are shopping more and more online. I mean, again, I want to see people support their local communities. So I'd rather see people go into the store and buy it. And I know it's easier to buy it online, have it shipped to the house. But, you know, come on, folks. Support your local retailers. Black Friday online sales for the first time ever, over $1 billion on Friday, on the day when people are supposed to be shopping in the local stores. That's 26% up from last year. Last year, online sales were $816 million on the day after Thanksgiving. And this past Friday, 1.04, just a little bit over $1 billion, $1.04 billion. But today they say it'll be well over that, and they're saying that sales could top $1.5 billion. On Cyber Monday. You see the this comes under the headline of celebrity news, I guess. You see Halle Berry's ex-boyfriend, who's the father of her child, got into a fist fight on camera with her current fiance on Thanksgiving. That's all over the internet. Apparently they get stopped on the side of the road and they started fighting each other.
Now, who was that again? I need a
Halle Berry
scorecard for that one here.
Halle Berry.
Okay.
Yeah. If those two are going to compete against each other, do you know what that means for Halle's little daughter? Extra toys. Extra toys on Christmas. And the other thing, I mentioned that the Lincoln movie over the weekend came in third at the box office. I actually went and saw it Thanksgiving night. Very good, by the way.
Was it more about Lincoln's torment of the Civil War?
Yes.
What was it?
Yes. It was really the entire movie is about the end of the Civil War and the efforts to pass the 13th Amendment. And I got to talk to Dr. David Long about this. We got to get Dr. David back on the show. David Long at ECU is one of the foremost authorities in the world on Abraham Lincoln. Has written Lincoln books. Is always involved in these Lincoln symposiums and very interesting guy to listen to.
Was that amendment passed before Lincoln was shot? I don't know.
That's why he was shot.
Well, that's true. But was it passed before?
Yes,
it was.
It was passed, and then days after that he was shot.
Okay.
And then, of course, the, you know, the Civil War ended too. But it, there was a struggle. It's about the struggle that Lincoln is going through. He knows he can get a peace agreement with the South, but he doesn't want that to happen before he gets the 13th Amendment passed, which, of course, abolishes slavery forever. And it's the struggle that he has about whether he actually, I mean, if the movie is correct, he actually prolongs the war for a few weeks, and more people were killed because he could have ended it with this peace agreement with the South that they were offering, but he chose not to do that until the House of Representatives passed the abolition of the slavery in the 13th Amendment. And I'll tell you something else too. It reminded me. You think even back in the 1800s, Congress worked with hook and crook even back in those days. James Spader plays one of the roles of the guys that are out there trying to help Lincoln and the Secretary of State get the votes. Anyway, go see it. It's a good movie. Everybody have a great Monday. Don't forget tiebreakers tonight.
This is 103.7 WTIB.
Information is knowledge and knowledge is power.
Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. A strong start to the holiday shopping season with numbers up on last year over the Thanksgiving holiday. In some stores, though, it was a wild beginning to the season. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Nearly two-thirds of all Americans either in stores or shopping online. There was buying and brawling.
Go get the manager now!
Tempers flared over TVs in Illinois. And in Texas, there was a fight at a mall.
Tempers flare in the middle of the night when people are tired.
A Massachusetts man made it out of a Kmart with his flat-screen TV okay, but police say he left his girlfriend's two-year-old in the parking lot. In Lithonia, Georgia, police say a man who shoplifted two DVD players from Walmart died after a security guard put him in a chokehold. Walmart says no amount of merchandise